In spite of my drinking, I managed to save a little money. With my first $1,000, I bought a motorcycle. With this, I purchased a lifestyle, more than the means of transportation. For years afterward, I lived the biker lifestyle, at times raw and exciting. My existence revolved around building and drag racing motorcycles. Ride hard, live fast, and die young were the new rules. Weekdays, I spent bar hopping the neighborhoods. Weekends would find me in the clubs downtown. As the years passed, my circle of friends grew smaller. Some died accidentally, some were killed, some went to jail, and some just developed the good sense to get out and grow up. These are the ones I didn't understand. I sure wasn't making any new friends, so more and more, I found myself a loner. In the mid-70s, I was hired by the steel industry, a union job at good pay. Soon, I bid to a craft job and started learning the electrical trade. The work was hot, dirty, and dangerous. Everyone worked swing shift, and at the end of my turn, I felt as if I had survived an ordeal. The first stop was the tavern on top of the hill. Many times, there was no second stop. Liquor was not the only recreational substance available there, and I was no stranger to any of them. This was where I got my first bar tab, so no matter how broke I was, I could always stop in for drinks after work. While the guys around me were buying homes, raising families, and otherwise living responsibly, I was already having trouble keeping my utilities on and my car running. I saw to it that I paid my bar tab, however. My life became the pursuit of intoxication. After a few drinks, I felt more normal and in control.